and Magicolor paint. Magicolor satin plus 10-year flat paint, just $11.99 a gallon. Or Magicolor 5-year flat, just $6.99. How about Magicolor luster plus 10-year semi-gloss, just $13.99 a gallon. Or the 5-year type for $8.99. Dry up damp basements with Magicolor basement waterproofer, only $7.99 a gallon. And save 50% on Tough Guy high gloss polyurethane, just $9.99. Magicolor and Shop Lumber, a great combination. Located in the Baldwin Center East Towers, next to McIntosh Chevrolet Cadillac.
I just bought a full-color copier for the company, the CX5000 from Sharp.
Huh, just what we need.
No, it makes beautiful full-color copies.
It costs a fortune.
It costs no more than a lot of black and white copiers.
But what do we need it for?
We can make full-color copies and transparencies of all our color originals. We can even make two-color copies from black and white originals, and it can enlarge and reduce them, too.
Come to think of it, that would make my presentations more powerful.
Now, it would be copied in full color.
I wouldn't have to send out four full-color copies.
The art department will work faster, cheaper, and get better color in the bargain, and Sharp's thermal process keeps service to a minimum.
The Sharp CX5000 full color copier. It delivers the impact of full color throughout your company.
So you see, we need full color.
Yeah, glad I thought of it.
The CX5000 from Sharp Electronics, where they don't just dream, they dream in color.
You can find Sharp products at Alexander Business Machine with their new location next to Paul Bunyan Park in Oscoda.
Attention deer hunters, for deer processing at a super price, see Coker's IGA on M65 in Hale. Deer processing cut and wrapped to your liking is only $19. Coker's IGA has a complete line of groceries and meats and also features an in-store bakery for the freshest, delicious baked goods around. You have a chance to win millions at Coker's with their twice-weekly lotto and the daily 3 and 4 games. And with the addition of VCR and videotape rental, Coker's is your one-stop store. For deer processing and all of your grocery needs, stop into Coker's Market on M65 in Hale.
Welcome back to Hale High School. Kurt Wilson and Steve Sinogo along with you. Plus, extra added coverage of the Alcona Towers area game tonight. As the Alcona Tigers, the only area team looking for a playoff berth, they must win tonight and hope for a few extra helpings from some other teams in order for them to make it in. But turning our thoughts to tonight's game, Steve Sinogo, we have seen the Hale Eagles once this season, and we have not seen Hillman. Now, let's take a look at Hale right now. When we saw them, they lost 12-0 to Augh Gray, and they had some problems moving the ball offensively that night.
The Augh Gray team really dominated the Hale football team that night. I had the feeling that Hale certainly expected to be a better football team than they were that evening. But Augh Gray dominated by keeping the ball away from them primarily, and their key back, Schellenberger, who, as I viewed him that night, is a good back, and I remember as a junior he was an outstanding back in the game I saw him, or two games I saw him in that year. Hillman, from what I heard the coach say in the pregame interview, did a very good job defensively all year against a very, very tough competition. So what we have then, I guess, is two teams that both coaches feel are very good defensively. Both teams, I understand from the pregame interviews, don't like to put the ball up in the air any more than they have to. So it could be a very quick game because they'll be keeping it on the ground. But every time coaches say that, I expect them to do just the opposite.
Okay, and there's one more factor entering into tonight's ball game because it is the last game, the seniors' last time on their home field for Hillman on the visiting field, but it's their last game, and you've been in this situation before. How is it on the sidelines with those seniors out there in their last ball game?
Well, that's the thing about it is the kids have worked all year long. You know, started sometime in August or maybe sooner in some cases, and it's been a long, long road, and they're looking forward to the season ending, but they also are expecting from themselves the best that they can get from themselves, and that makes for a very interesting ball game. Certainly, in this case, there are two teams that are not in a case where you know nobody is seemingly overmatched, and so that should make for a very interesting, hard-fought game. And the field is and the weather is just ideal. So to end up the season, this should be a fun-filled game.
Okay, both teams are 3-5 coming into this ball game. We'll come back with the opening kickoff right after this. You're listening to High School Football 86 on WDBI.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the World Pizza Championships. In this corner, Big Dave from Oscoda. And in this corner, Mr. Mike from Taos. Now at the bell, these two pizza giants will square off.
My pizza's the best. Mine's the best. Mine is the best. Great pizza. Eat it. It's great.
Best free delivery. Great sandwiches. But who has the best pizza? The world may never know. Big Dave's Pizza. U.S. 23 Oscoda. Mr. Mike's Pizza. U.S. 23 East Tawas.
Did you ever stop and think about how much you depend on your telephone? You really do. To make your doctor's appointments. To keep in touch with your friends and neighbors. To find out what's playing at the movies. To run your business. Even to order pizza. Or to wish your sister a happy birthday. And of course, in an emergency, to get the help that you need. At Century Telephone, we know how much you depend on your telephone and how much you depend on us. Century Telephone, your dependable telephone company.
Whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, make it Joe's Place on M65 in Hale. They have fabulous food and great desserts, featuring takeouts and delivery. Just phone 728-4710 for free delivery from 11 to 2 within a 3-mile radius. Joe's Place has complete breakfast, lunch, and dinner menus with daily dinner specials, including perch, shrimp, and veal cutlet dinners, and delicious sandwich plates. And for dessert, hand-dipped in soft ice cream, sundaes floats, or banana splits. That's Joe's Place next to the post office in Hale.
Allward's Market on M65 in downtown Hale is your custom-cut meat shop. Allward's has homemade sausages, home-cured meat, and it's all cut to your specifications. Allward's Market is a place for all of your grocery needs, including fresh produce, freezer beef, deer processing, and beer and wine takeout. And with their weekly in-store specials, you really can't miss with Allward's Market. For custom-cut meats and your everyday grocery needs, head to Allward's Market on M65 in Hale.
Welcome back to Hale High School. Kurt Wilson and Steve Sinoga. And, Coach, let's turn our thoughts a little bit to the game that we are getting some tape reports from up in Alcona, the Alcona Tigers and the Tawas Braves. Now, you looked into your crystal ball 3 weeks ago, and you came up with the word Tawas. You still think they're going to pull it off tonight?
Yes, I do. They should have excellent field to play on and excellent conditions. And that was the one question mark in my mind as to whether Tawas would have this kind of a field or this kind of weather condition to play under, because they need that to make their offense go. And there is the key again. If they can get that offense going and get some points on the board, they will give Alcona an awful good ball game. And I still expect them to win. Yes.
Well, we have seen Alcona once or twice, and they sure have impressed me. They can move the ball. Their defense is real tough, and I think Tim Herrick up there giving us those reports is in for a very exciting night, because that will be a very good ball game between those two teams. But turning it around, we have a very good ball game right here between two North Star League teams, the Hillman Tigers and the Hale Eagles, just about ready to go here on a very good night for football. A little nippy, but very good football weather here at Hale High School. And it's Halloween night, and Steve, I see you wore your mask tonight, and
same one I wear.
Same one you've been wearing all. It really hasn't changed much, but that'll be the humor for the night, Steve. Okay, just about set to go here at Hale High School. The Hillman Tigers will kick it off as Bill Koenig will kick it to the Hale Eagles. The kick is taken by Schellenbarger at the 20, up to the 25, trying to work his way inside to the 30, cross the 30-yard line to about the 34. That's where the Hale Eagles will start it out, first and 10, as they will have in their backfield Ryan Parkinson at quarterback. He's a 6-foot, 130-pound junior. It'll be Kyle Schellenbarger and Pete Kaiser in the backfield, along with Mike Woodruff. So they have three men in that backfield, Schellenbarger a senior, Kaiser a senior, and they will go with that senior-laden backfield as their last ball game here at Hale High School. Here come the Eagles, first and 10. The ball's marked right at the 35-yard line. It'll be Schellenbarger and Kaiser now in the backfield. One man split out to the left side. That's Mike Woodruff. Parkinson calls the signal. Schellenbarger gets the first call straight up the middle as he plows his way forward for a few yards. Finally brought down by the middle of that Hillman Tigers defense.
That defense showed me a five-man line to start with. Linebackers, two of them. One was in a strange position. Instead of being between the over the guard, he was on the outside of the end. The other one was on the, over the guard. Let me see what's going on here.
Pick up a 4 yards, second down and 6 for the Hale Eagles. Just underway here at Hale High School. They line it up in the I formation. Give us to the fullback. That's Pete Kaiser. Kaiser tries the right side off tackle and gets a few tough yards. And they'll have a third down and about 3 or 4 yards to go for the first down for the Hale Eagles. The ball is up across the 40 at the 41-yard line.
The Hale Eagles coming off the ball for two plays. They seem to have just a little more enthusiasm than I saw them against Augrave.
Third down and a long 3 yards to go for the Eagles. Close to 3.5 yards. They'll line it up in the pro set. Woodruff is split to the left side as Kaiser and Schellenbarger in the backfield. This little quick pitch to Schellenbarger. Schellenbarger is going to be caught short of the first down. He picks up a couple on the play, but he'll still be a yard, yard and a half short of that first down. A very quick pitch there, trying to catch that Hillman defense off guard, but it didn't work as a tough defense got in there very quickly. We'll have to see what Joe Kimmerer comes up with here on a fourth down and about a yard to go for the Eagles. Last ball game of the season here for these two teams, and they'll probably pull out all the stops. I'm sure that right now Coach Kimmerer is saying, hey, the seniors go out and see what they can do, and they'll line it up to go for it. Fourth down, a yard to go. Woodruff split out to the right side this time. Proset, Parkinson calls the signals. Give to Schellenbarger. He's trying to work his way outside. He's got the first down and more. Across midfield, still on his feet to the 45, down to the 42-yard line. A good pickup and a lot of second effort by Schellenbarger.
Yes, and I thought once more we were going to see a situation, as I pointed out last week, where I've seen more coaches go for a fourth and short yardage when instead of the punt and have it backfire on them. That time it did not, and that tells me something about the Hale team. I think they right now their line is dominating.
First and 10 on the 43-yard line. They're in Hillman Tigers territory here early in the first quarter. They give to number 32. That's Mike Woodruff. Woodruff gets his first call of the night and gets it down inside the 40, down near the 36-yard line. So a good pickup on first down for the Eagles. And getting back to that fourth down carry once again on a fourth down and short yardage, you have the defense up there in the line too. And once you break loose, we've seen a lot of teams break loose for big ones on fourth down.
I'll get back to the Hillman defense. That's they're showing some unorthodox things. I'll have to work them out here.
6 yards on that first down carry by Woodruff. Second down, 4 from the wishbone. First time from the bone as they pitch it back to Woodruff. This time left side gets one block, but he's met head-on by one of the Hillman Tigers defensive backs. And he'll get nothing on that play. Might lose a half a yard on the play as they ran it from the wishbone, tried the pitch back to Woodruff.
I got a kind of a slow start coming off the ball there. And the Hillman team is predominantly now showing me a six-man front. And what should be a rotating four deep sometime ends up only two deep and three. Occasionally now, right now, they're three deep.
They lost a yard of that play. Third down, 5. Parkinson going back to pass now. Rolling out, lots of pressure. He can't find anybody. Gets rid of it. In and out of the hands of his receiver, Schellenbarger. And I think it's a good thing he dropped that one, because he had a lot of pressure put on him, and Schellenbarger was just blanketed by a couple of defensive players.
And Schellenbarger was just an outlet who was supposed to be helping block, and Parkinson had no time at all to throw the football. I can see why Coach Kimmerer tried to put it in the air, because they are stacking up anywhere from 8 to 9 men within 3 yards of the ball.
Fourth down, 5. The Eagles will go for it. Ball is on the 38-yard line. Parkinson on the counter, play to Schellenbarger, right side, and he's not going to get anything. He is piled up out there by a host of Hillman Tigers, including Bill Koenig, who got in there very quickly and stopped Schellenbarger for no gain on the play. So the Eagles' offensive drive is stopped, and the Hillman Tigers' offense trots on the field.
Now right up on the line of scrimmage practically, they tried a counter play, a misdirection out of the wishbone, and it just got there too slow. The Hillman Tigers got penetration.
First down, 10 for the Hillman Tigers from their own 38-yard line. 8 minutes and 3 seconds remaining here in the first quarter from Hale High School.
Schellenbarger came out of the ball game there, Kurt.
And he is heading over to the sidelines, talking things over. Looks like he might have some kind of a cramp. He's bending over there. We'll see what happens about that. I formation. First call goes to Jeff Jones. Left side, he's got some running room up to midfield. Now he's across midfield into Hale Eagles territory before he's brought down by Charlie Carroll. A good 12-yard gain on the first play for the Hillman Tigers.
Based on that one play, the Hillman Tigers came off the ball with much, much more quickness than the Hale Eagles, and the Hale people were backing up, and that's why we resulted in a big gain.
Jeff Jones, the tailback, who has been handling most of the offensive duties for the Tigers this season. He's only a junior. Last season, he was an all-conference player as a defensive back, so he is a good one out there. First and 10, the ball at the 49-yard line. They give it to Spencer James. He is the fullback in that backfield, and he gets some good yardage on first down, down near the 45-yard line. Spencer James is a fullback. He's a senior, 5'9", 155. And along with Jones and the quarterback, Matt Nazzi, they're a small bunch back there. The biggest one out there is Jones. He's only 155. The quarterback weighs in at 150. They've got a small but quick backfield. Second down, 5 yards to go, ball at the 45. I formation. Jeff Jones left side. He's got some running room down to the 40. Moves his way to the 35. Still on his feet to the 30 before he's knocked down. And Jeff Jones on the very same play as the first play of the ball game gets some more good yardage.
Hale Eagles in a 5-3 defense with linebackers, except the middle linebacker coming. Tigers found a hole in there, and there was no help from the linebackers. And the next man to make the first man to make the tackle was a deep back.
First and 10 from the Hale 30-yard line. We have 6 minutes 47 seconds remaining first quarter. From the I formation, Scott Van Pamel split to the right side. It's James, the fullback. He's got some running room to the 25. The 20 spins his way inside the 20-yard line. So both running backs doing very well so far early in this first quarter for the Hillman Tigers as they are driving the ball. It's down close to the 19. Now they mark it at the 20.